You are listening to Real World News.
Guatemala, international call to protect human rights defenders, the case of Rubén Herrera. Rubén Herrera has been detained for over a month in Guatemala. He is a member of the People's Assembly of Huehuetenango and the leader of the resistance to projects such as Hidro Santa Cruz, originally Hidralia S.A. As a result of his activism, his life is in danger, considering the many murders of activists in the country ruled by Otto Pérez Molina. An international petition to free Herrera has been launched, which also exposes that over 20 community leaders, including Rubén, are being persecuted, charged, or trials have been brought against them, which confirmed the strong pressure by the Spanish Transnational Corporation to break the impartiality of judges and prosecutors. This corporate military control reminds us of death and impunity in our country. The illegal arrests, such as the case of Rubén Herrera, the intimidations, murders, and repression pose a serious threat to democracy and to the citizens' rights. The evictions, the usurpation of sacred places, the theft and water pollution, and the dismissal of community consultations are policies that undermine life and destroy the little progress made to live in peace, reads the press release. The recent Mesoamerican meeting of resistance to the mining extractive model, M4, also demanded Herrera's release, who they define as an exemplary activist for community rights. Radio Temblor of Panama made a special report that we share about the situation of individual rights violations, as well as the violation of the right to resist megaprojects in Guatemala. In the report, Rubén's wife, Cecilia Mérida, thanked the people for the international solidarity and talked about the details of Rubén's detention and the charges brought against him by the corporation. This is another link in the long chain of oppressions and offenses by transnational corporations, says Cecilia.
You are listening to Real World News.